6G. Fill in the gaps using the expressions in exercise 6F. You may need to change the expressions a little. Then listen to the story and check your answers.
The Miner's Dilemma. Al's father was an Australian coal miner. Coal miners earned little money and the work was dirty and dangerous. Miners were killed in the hundreds every year. Finally, the miners got organised. They founded a union and demanded better wages and better working conditions. Al's father became a union leader. The mine owners ignored their demands. Soon, the miners were basically at war with the companies who employed them. Strikes and go-slows, where you turn up for work but work really, really slowly, became the rule as the miners supported each other with single-minded determination. The mining companies started to lose money. Some went bankrupt. It looked as if the workers might win. But then a new trade deal led to the removal of all barriers, and the mining industry had the option to move their operation to developing countries. Soon, all roads led to China, where it was much cheaper to extract the coal. Al's father had a meeting with the manager. "Unfortunately, lower wages are directly related to higher profitability," the manager explained. "So either the union agrees to a cut in salary to help make the mine profitable again, or we shut down the mine and you all lose your jobs." What were the miners to do?